Good day, beloveds. I'm excited to share in this week's devotions with you. And this week I want to talk about reading the Bible. And I would like to give you five reasons why it's important to read the Bible. And there are many more reasons we can look at, but I chose five. And I'm hoping that these five reasons we're going to look at will put a desire in you to spend more time in God's Word. The Bible tells us in the book of Colossians that the Word of Christ should dwell richly in us. That it can only dwell richly in us when we spend time in it, when we meditate on it, and when we become doers of the word. It's also important not to read the word just from a legalistic motive, because we don't read the Bible to get God to love us. We don't read the Bible to get right standing with God. We already have those wonderful promises. But it is still important to read the word. And the first reason why I want us to focus on today is reading the Bible shows us God's character. You know, it's so important for us to know the true nature and character of God. A.W. Tozer said the most important thing about us is what we think about when we think about God. So I want to ask you today, what do you think of when you think of God? It's so important for us to know Him for who He really is. And the Bible reveals the true nature and character of God to us. Jesus said in John 5, verse 39, He said to the Pharisees, "You search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life, but the scriptures point to me." So we see here that the scriptures point to Jesus, and it reveals the true character of God. The Bible also says in Hebrews 1, verse 3, "The Son radiates God's own glory and expresses the very character of God." And that is one of my favorite verses in the Bible. It reminds us that Jesus came to reveal the very nature of God to us. He is the perfect representation of God the Father. So if we want to know what God is like, we need to look at Jesus. And we learn about Jesus not only from the Holy Spirit, but also through the Word. That is why it's so important for us to read the Bible. And even for those of us who know that God is good and we know the character of God, we need to be reminded that we have a good God. You see, life is not always good, but God is always good. And it's especially important that in tough times that we are reminded that God is good. And when we read the Bible, it shows and reminds us that God is good. So I want to encourage you to spend time in the Word, to study the life of Jesus. And as you do, remember Jesus Himself said, "I only do what I see the Father do. I only say what I hear the Father say." So just like Jesus was good to people, God the Father is also good to people. But reading the Bible helps us to know the true nature and character of God. You are highly favored and deeply loved.